Live from Iron Rooster at McHenry Row, this is the Ladarius Webb Show on 98 Rock, the flagship station of the Baltimore Ravens.
Brought to you by M&T Bank. With easy choice checking, just use your account once each month and you don't pay a monthly maintenance fee. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Toyota Camry, the official car of the Baltimore Ravens. Let's go places. And Verizon, the official wireless voice, internet, and cable service provider of the Baltimore Ravens.
Now with Kirk and Marianne, here's number 21, Ladarius Webb.
That's right. We are live at Iron Rooster. McHenry Row. Got a nice crowd in here tonight. They got the people from Mission 22. We'll get them on a little later on. It's a great cause. But we start out with Ladarius Webb, number 21.
Yes, the main man.
Congratulations on a hard-fought victory, 23-16, over a scrappy Houston Texans team. Give it up!
That was awesome.
Six seed in the wild card, firmly entrenched in the playoff situation. Talk to us about the game.
It was an... if you was watching Monday Night Football, you had a good game to watch.
Yes.
I would say it was all the way to the fourth quarter. But I think it was a good team victory. You know, a lot of things we can still work on as a team. But we was able to stack a win, and that was the best thing out of that.
I was all excited, Marianne. I was like, John Gruden last night was talking about Ladarius Webb. It was on my phone, and I couldn't figure out how to get on the radio. But it sounded bad because it was me holding the phone.
Right. From your phone to a TV
to the radio.
That doesn't work.
But John Gruden was like, Ladarius Webb's a Baltimore legend. Here's a guy that got let go and he came back and did the right thing. I mean, it's pretty cool when you hear John Gruden take a good 30-second block and talk about you. But you don't – I mean, you block all that out.
Yeah, I mean, for him to say some things like that, it's truly a blessing. I appreciate all the good words, but I try not to look at the media, the things they say, because sometimes they say some bad things, and I'm not like the best person. I react sometimes.
Of course,
you know, especially
how could
like
you
if
not?
I've had a bad game, and
yeah,
I follow you on Twitter. I know.
You know you already feel like the game is on your back anyway, and then someone says something. I'm not good at it, but it's something that at 9 years in the NFL that I'm still working on.
Yeah,
and with me being able to work on it, I'm able to help the younger guys out easier.
Never read the comments.
Always read the comments.
No.
How can you not, like,
always.
You can scroll through Twitter and not, like, just see it? You just going to happen to see it sometimes. And I'm, sometimes you can actually,
you know,
words can make you say something. I mean, make me. Sometimes I say something, which is not right. I know it's not right. And,
you're allowed.
I say you, no, I mean, the position that I'm in, you know, I have a lot of people that look up to me, and, you know, that I'm supposed to be a role model, which I am a great role model.
Yeah.
I think I do a lot of great things for kids, and a lot of kids can look up to me. But, I mean, I do have my flaws, and sometimes when I have a bad game, I love it so much that hits my heart. You
right.
know, because I'm loving it. I put so much into the game, and, you know, before the game, you know, studying, and then when I'm out there, I'm giving it all I got. And then when we fall short, it hurts so bad because, you know, we done gave everything we got. So
you know,
sometimes easily react.
I would hate if it was an anonymous little emoji guy, Viper Bat 22, and they're coming at you like, look, there's you, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
da, da, da.
Yeah, that's all the time. But I get used to it. And, you know, just back to the win, man. That was a great win.
About LaVine? LaVine gets his first ever interception. Is he going to show up? He always does after he does something good.
I told him to show up since he got his interception. Him and Tony Jefferson was talking about it all last week about, you know, them two. Well, actually, Maurice Kennedy still's left, but they was left on the board. They haven't got a pick yet. And when they got on at the same time, it was crazy. But we're going to be turned next week.
All right. Well, we're just getting going. The Ladarius Webb Show here at Iron Rooster, McHenry Row. You still got time to come down. Get a selfie and a bro hug from Ladarius Webb. It's Kirk and Marianne hanging out on 98 Rock.
Live from Iron Rooster and McHenry Row, this is the Ladarius Webb Show on 98 Rock.
Come on, people. We are back live at Iron Rooster. McHenry Row. Ravens are 6-5 now. That's a good thing. And the Detroit Lions are coming up. Detroit Lions are also 6-5.
Ooh.
Webb, have you guys been studying up on Matthew Stafford? That dude is the highest paid quarterback in football. Shouldn't it be?
He deserves it, man. If you watch him and
Brady got the hardware.
Oh, man. Yeah. I mean, Brady the GOAT. You know, we all know that.
He should be the highest paid quarterback if you ask me.
Yeah, but if you watch Matt Stafford, man, I'm not going to say he don't deserve his money. I mean, he's been in the right place, right timing all his career. And he's got a lot of lucrative contracts.
Mm-hmm.
But I've watched him, actually watched him a couple of weeks ago. They had a live game. And I think he do what he's supposed to kind of for that game, for them team to win, mm-hmm. for that offense to go. He has all the throws. He managed that team. He checks that line. He's an NFL quarterback, franchise quarterback, and that's why he's got the money he has. So all I remember is he had a slight injury.
Right.
And that I'm hoping he's not playing.
I don't even know who the backup is in Detroit.
I'm sorry. I'm just saying that Stafford, you know. But
that's cool. Hey, talk about the depth at defensive back. I mean, it used to be a liability, and now you got, you know.
No, it's never been a liability.
Well, last year when Sharice Wright had to go in, and I look, it could be a friend of yours and
they
everything.
They paid Sharice Wright 3 for $15.
In Buffalo?
No, in Baltimore.
Oh, in Baltimore. Yeah. But that usually, that's just a one. That doesn't hold up. He's not here for 3 years.
I'm just telling you, he was a good corner. Okay, move on. I just
my only point is the depth that you guys have now is impressive.
It is. I told Chris, the coach, since I've been here, we haven't been able to do the things that we've done this year at all positions.
See?
We're able to switch out the guys. You know, corner, Marlon get to switch out, you know, with Brandon Carr and Jimmy when he feels like it. You know, I get to get some breaks with Marlon. And if Jalen, not Marlon, but Maurice Kennedy. You know, if Jalen Hill was up, you know, he would be in that rotation.
You played a ton of snaps last night.
Yeah, I always play a ton of snaps. It just depends on, you know, our game plan on how I'm feeling.
That's cool. All right.
Can I ask maybe I'm not the best person at football, but I want to ask.
Go for it.
About yesterday's game. Seemed to me like there were a ton of flags being thrown. Was
early.
It unusual? Or was that just something that happens?
I don't know. Did Roderick Goodell listen to this?
No, he does not.
No, nobody's. It's just us.
He might, you know, stream it later.
No, it was just two competitors going at it. You know, I feel like Watson, which is a great receiver, you know, he's a physical receiver, and the corners that we have was battling with him, and, you know, it was a lot of calls thrown.
So they were legit?
That was legit calls. You know, playing physical football, Monday Night Football. And
mm-hmm. On TV.
I just want to say,
nobody can tell.
Antonio Brown, mm-hmm. Julio Jones, A.J. Green, you got to put DeAndre Hopkins in there. That dude is unguardable. And he fights so hard.
He went too far without unguardable stuff. Now, Jimmy had some problem that night. He had a holding call, but unguardable. He guardable. He just had a good night, you know.
He's dude.
And you putting him in this category like he ain't already been in it before this year.
Harbaugh said, yeah. Harbaugh
always been in the talk with the Antonio Browns, the A.J. Greens.
To me, it's Antonio Brown and Julio Jones. Those are for me.
And
I'm just on the
AJ
outside looking in.
And
had AJ a little farther down, but that's
so
just
AJ
me.
Ain't good.
No, he's great. But they're Antonio
greater.
Brown and Julio Jones
you
are just
they're greater.
One step up. DeAndre Hopkins is tough. He battles every time, and especially along the sideline.
Mm-hmm.
I was impressed. I don't see him that often, but even Jimmy after the game was like, dude. He went up to him and was like, wow, incredible. All right, we've got Marlon Humphrey here. We got Anthony Levine Sr., who got his first interception as a pro. Give it up for Levine. Ben Ballin pulled down his first INT. You know it's in the case. And Junior got to see it. And also Jeff from Mission 22. We're going to talk with them. We got a long way to go.
And we're happy to be here at the Iron Rooster. And we want to thank Tammy Anders of Sierra Pacific Mortgage. Raskin Global
in the house.
Anthony Creo, team of Long and Foster, and Christie's International Real Estate. Thanks, everybody. One of our those are all awesome sponsors here tonight.
We'll come back and talk with Jeff from Mission 22. It's the Ladarius Webb Show, Iron Rooster, McHenry Row on 98 Rock.
Live from Iron Rooster and McHenry Row, this is the Ladarius Webb Show on 98 Rock.
Ladarius Webb, leader of the defense, his boys show up.
Yeah,
Levine
when he
here.
Says jump, they say how high.
They say how high, that's right.
Sure.
Hey, we had a winner for our
and
tickets
will
earlier.
There be food?
Christopher Smith from Reisterstown won our tickets at 6 earlier.
Oh, right.
Tickets for Shinedown. A little late, but
nice.
We got him in there, Christopher
yeah,
Smith.
Yeah, so don't call anymore. We have a winner.
All right, so yesterday it was a salute to service. and they had the paratroopers coming down into the stadium.
Did you see it? Were you there for it?
I was walking from Ravens Walk over to put my bag in my car.
It caught my eye in the sky, and I'm like, oh, God.
Everybody's looking up in the air.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, no, this is a fun thing.
And one guy was off to the left, but they were all circling, circling. And then the flames cut out.
Yeah.
And then they, you know, I mean, that is badass.
Yeah, we were talking about it. I went to the game, and we were like, do you think they're ever, like, bored by it? They're like, oh, I got to work on a Monday. I've got to paratroop through the sky. And I'm, you know, like, is it ever old hat for them?
I don't think jumping out of a plane
ever gets old.
No.
Right.
Plus, they had the cannons outside the stadium.
Yeah, we thought they were T-shirt cannons, but they're not. Turns out they weren't.
All right. Hey, on a more serious tip, Jeff is with us from Mission 22.
And he's the Maryland representative. It's a great charity.
And you mentioned Raskin Global before, and I think Raskin Global has a lot to do with bringing you out here tonight.
I believe so, yes, sir.
First off, thanks for your service.
Thank you.
Yes.
And explain to people what Mission 22 is all about.
Well, Mission 22 was developed because a lot of veterans suffer from PTS and TBI, and quite frankly, we weren't ready for it. A lot of guys come home. We're taught to go over there. We're not taught to come home.
That's true.
So they want to shove pills down your throat at the VA. There's some treatment, but it's not enough. So Mission 22 came about to try and stop the war on veteran suicide.
Because is it 22 a day? Is it vaguely, roughly?
Vaguely, the number is 20-plus. Because there's many that aren't reported.
20-plus veterans.
20-plus veterans
commit
we lose
suicide a day.
Every single day.
That's an astounding number.
Yes, ma'am.
It's hard to wrap your head around
it. It really is, yeah.
What does Mission 22 do to help stem this?
Well, we have several different programs we get veterans in. A big community we have is the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu community. I myself am in the community, and it saved my life. 10 years ago, I was circling the drain myself. And
Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu?
Yes, sir.
What did it do for you?
It gave me my outlet.
Okay.
So I didn't know how to come home.
I know, yeah.
You have that brotherhood when you're in the military. When you come home, you don't have it.
Yeah.
Friends, family, regular people.
They don't know how to act.
They don't know how to act, and we don't. So I got the brotherhood in the jiu-jitsu community. I found my outlet. So whenever I have issues, I can talk to other veterans. I go to train. I come home when I'm happy.
So does this charity or Mission 22, what you guys do, is try to figure out ways to get people
yes,
in, whatever
have,
it is for them?
We
Maybe
have,
it's like a pottery class or whatever.
Anything in health and wellness we can get them into.
Okay.
We have detoxing programs.
Great.
I know the newest one, we're working with service dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So to get veterans with service animals, because it does change the way they think.
So yes. If there's a veteran who needs your help, how can they get in touch, or if somebody knows or a loved one is in
we're
this
all,
situation?
We're all over Facebook.
Yep.
Mission22.com is our website. Everything we have is on that website.
Go to 98online.com, or our Facebook page. We'll link it up.
And everything we do is through that. If they're local, I've had people call me directly, and I've gone out to check on people myself. I have other ambassadors that are willing to do the same thing. Most of us are prior service, so vets help vets. Is,
yeah, we got to get that number down to zero.
I had your boy Noel on a year or so ago, talking about this situation. It's not gotten any better. Let's keep on this.
That's actually how I got involved.
Yeah,
Noel was having the super seminar we had here in Baltimore. I met the leader Julia, Alan Shabaro, and Joey Boyzik, and it gave me purpose again.
Hey, I appreciate you. Shining some light on this.
No problem.
Absolutely.
I appreciate you guys
thank
having
you,
us out.
Thank you for your service and everybody that helps keep this the greatest country on earth.
Yes, sir.
All right, Jeff from Mission 22. We'll come back with more Ladarius Webb Show on 98 Rock.
Live from Iron Rooster and McHenry Row, the Ladarius Webb Show on 98 Rock.
Ladarius Webb Show, he is getting some dinner down his neck right now. So is Levine. But we got ROY. Well, I ain't going to say rookie of the year, but Marlon Humphrey is here, number 29, cornerback. What's going on? Make some noise, man.
Yes.
The guy came first round draft pick, balling out.
Popular here.
How was Monday Night Football? You only played a few snaps, but how was your experience?
Like I said, I only played a few snaps, but it was a good experience. A lot of people hit me up, say they saw me out there. I was unaware how many people watched Monday Night Football.
Is it different? What's different about Monday Night Football?
Honestly, I didn't really know I never really watched a Monday Night Football game before.
What?
So
that's what you said leading up. It was like, well, that wasn't crazy. Really my thing, but my dad used to watch.
Oh. Yeah, I used to just come home. He'd be watching it. I just, as I'm walking to the kitchen to get some food, I'd see him in there. But once you get out there, you definitely realize it's a little different. It's prime time. Everybody's watching. Your opponents you're going to play the next week are watching. So you definitely want to put on a good show.
Wow.
So the Iron Bowl, you being an Alabama guy, in Auburn in Alabama every year play the Iron Bowl. How do you? I mean, you're only 1 year removed from this thing. So how do you react when that game comes up? People probably let you know that it's coming up. And what was your thoughts on Auburn beating Alabama this year?
My thoughts were, well, watching
Levine
the game.
Said you were crying.
Watching the game, I felt like, you know, Auburn's always going to get up for that. They've always been an emotional team. You let them get those emotions going, they can do special things. Every year I've played them, something crazy just happened. I think this is probably the first year I've watched when nothing crazy really happened. They just kind of beat Alabama. And I felt like Alabama had a lot of chances, especially at the end, to easily come back. But just, we had some poor plays, and Auburn came ready to play, so they got a good victory.
Is it hard to let it go, or are you standing there at the TV going, come on, get it, you know?
I was definitely... I mean, because I know those guys so personally, I'm like just watching them. Like,
you're
come
invested.
On, come
yeah,
on,
yeah.
So it was rough, but I also know a lot of the guys on the Auburn team are playing in the Alabama Mississippi game. So it was like I'm cheering for some of my high school teammates on Auburn, cheering some of my guys I came out with. So it was bittersweet to see, you know, the class I came in with, Auburn and Alabama, coming from the state of Alabama, and Auburn get that victory.
Talking to Marlon Humphrey, Ravens first round draft pick, cornerback. Do guys in college ask you advice like, you're where I want to be, what do I need to do to get there?
Not really. Especially in my secondary at Alabama is pretty good, so I don't.
They don't need it.
They got Minka. He's about to be. Ain't no telling. So they're probably just looking at Minka. But Levi, he was that guy put on scholarship, walking all those years. He's asked me some things. They just kind of asked me, how is it? Not really. What I need to do, and I just tell them, man, it's college probably gonna be the hard. Playing at Bama is the tough, all that practicing. NFL is more detailed oriented, a little bit less practice. So
that's cool. Well, it's good to be 6-5, and
oh yeah,
that's in the playoff hunt, especially for your first year.
Yep.
Listen, so the holiday was last week, and then you've got this major game right after. Were you able to relax at all?
Get some turkey dinner?
And just gorge? Or were you just like, listen, I got to stay in shape?
A protein shake, no turkey
yes,
or stuff.
Yes, I'll have a protein smoothie again.
I actually mistakenly took a nap at 1 and woke up at 6.
That sounds
so
beautiful.
I had to,
that's not a nap.
You went back to bed.
1 to 6.
I missed all the guys. I was supposed to go to a lot of the guys' crib. I ended up being able to go to Chuck Clark's house. So I had to eat it warmed up, but I wasn't able to eat as much as I wanted to. So
what happened the night before? Oh, did you do the Wednesday night thing?
You must have blew it up.
Yeah.
Well, I had went in for treatment, and I was talking to somebody, like, I'm going to take a nap, and I thought, well, I'm going to take a nap. And
I'm going to take a nap.
Yeah, and I ended up sleeping too long, so I missed a lot of
well,
Thanksgiving.
That's good. You must have needed it. That's what I always tell myself.
I guess so.
Hey, one last question. Will you be 29 your whole career, or will you switch when somebody jumps out of your number?
It would be cool to wear 26, but I guess 29 is the number for now.
Okay. What's a 9? It's 6 upside down. All right, Marlon Humphrey.
Oh, I never thought of that.
Ladarius Webb Show live at Iron Rooster McHenry Row on 98 Rock.
Live from Iron Rooster and McHenry Row, this is the Ladarius Webb Show on 98 Rock.
That's right. It is. It's the Ladarius Webb Show. We're here at the Iron Rooster. We want to thank Tammy Andrews of Sierra Pacific Mortgage.
What's up, Tammy?
Some of our sponsors, Raskin Global, Anthony Correo, team of Long & Foster, and Christie's International Real Estate.
Anthony's good people.
AMF Towson Lanes, everybody.
They're doing it. Rolling them. Anthony Levine Sr., number 41, is here. Got his first interception of his NFL career last night. Pretty much closed out the game. The ball came to you. End of story. 23-16 Ravens win. How did it feel to get the first one?
Oh, man, it felt good. You know, it was overwhelming, man. Do it on Monday night. You know, everybody watching. in a game that we need to keep going to go on this playoff run. I was overwhelmed to come down and be the person to make the play.
Was there any thought of, man, it all happened so quick, but I've seen guys that a ball hit him right in the hands and it drops. Mm-hmm. But you squeezed it, and that was, you probably had balls. Look, you've been playing a while, and this is your first one. So you've had balls hit you before in the hands, probably.
Oh, whoa. Have you? Whoa. Tell us more about that.
Stop what? He got to stop. It's time to stop.
Hey, he's asking the questions, not me. But I am interested in the answer.
What, did he double entendre? You think I'm talking dirty of it?
Well, honestly, I didn't caught, picks. They just didn't count. Because when everybody was like in the locker room, it was like, man, that's your first pick. I'm like, yeah. And it's like, you catch picks all the time.
Right.
Like, yeah, I'm like a preseason, preseason MVP.
Right.
So, yeah, all my picks come in preseason. But
hey, what about that mask?
The mask. You want to know the story behind
please.
The mask?
Yeah. Tell everybody because they may not know
what
we're talking about.
Yeah, what's the mask? I didn't want to say, but
is that Sizzle's mask?
Nah, it's Webby's web mask.
Is that Webb's mask?
Yeah, that's Webb's mask.
Okay, tell the story. You put it on.
Yeah, so
you can go online and find it.
Yeah, so I was in the locker room and I go in Webb's locker and I seen this mask. So I'm like, oh man, that'd be dope.
That's like Zulu.
So I'm like. So I'm like, well, how about you get a mask? You get another mask with me, and you go both wear the mask, right? So, I'm gonna go get another mask. He was being lazy, so he didn't want to go get another mask. So I had to go back to the facility and get his mask out of his locker, and I was like, all right, I'm just gonna wear the mask by myself. So I'm walking around with the mask on, and all my teammates and everybody like the mask.
If you go to Ravens Twitter, you can see it.
Oh,
Houston players. They was coming up to me like, man, the mask was sick.
Yeah.
Why you take it off? And I was like, man, our DB coach, Chris Hewitt, he didn't really like the mask. He wasn't feeling the mask.
But so. Sometimes you got to do something like that to put a spark in. And I would wear the mask every week. Every week.
Why didn't you wear it tonight?
I thought about it. Actually, I thought about walking in with it, but I didn't want y'all to think I was going to rob the place.
Yeah.
So I was like, that won't be a good idea.
I don't see it on.
How was your Thanksgiving? We talked about
it. Oh, it was great. It was great.
Where'd you go?
I had a great time. I was here.
Iron Rooster?
Family. Yeah, Iron Rooster.
Pop-Tart, yeah.
What a great Thanksgiving for the Iron Rooster, McHenry Row.
So you were in Maryland.
But where did you go? Did you host?
Did I host? No, it was just me and my family.
Oh. You didn't go to, like, relatives or anything?
No, it was just us. That's it.
That's it?
Yeah. Just us.
Do you go nuts or do you go, I've got a game in a few days, I can't do this to myself?
I get the itis.
What does that mean?
Oh, when you eat and go to sleep.
I think that seems to be contagious.
Yeah.
Everybody, he took a 6-hour nap.
Marlon.
Nap.
But that was before the turkey. What's that called? Tryptophan,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. There's like a drug. We're being drugged. Turkey is a drug. Like, it's got some drug that makes you sleepy. So.
Does it?
It's okay.
Tryptophan, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, I was out all day.
Hey, congratulations.
Wow. You guys are tired.
Did little man... Was he appreciative of the interception?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he saw it this morning.
Junior,
was he at the game?
No, he wasn't at the game. Mm. He had school this morning.
There you go.
He's really excited about the letter T. So that's all we were working on today.
Oh, okay. Cute. Yeah. Every day. Okay. Yeah.
The letter T.
That's cute.
You know what tomorrow is? You. All right. It's Ladarius Webb's show.
He's
got his boys. He brings the DBs out. They come out for the Elder Statesman. All right, make some noise, y'all. We're rounding the corner and heading for home. Ladarius Webb Show on 98 Rock Baltimore.
Live from Iron Rooster and McHenry Row, this is the Ladarius Webb Show on 98 Rock.
And how about your friends out here? They've been out here every single
yes,
week. Thank you. Not
yes.
you. You guys back
In the
there.
Back. Yeah.
Thank
hey.
You so much.
I think That's Becky. I forget now.
Big fans, Webb.
Her name,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, yes.
Hey, how do I get this cool... sweat jacket you got on the
Kirk
military.
Has his eye.
Exclusive.
Exclusive. Mm.
You probably got
or
two or three.
NFLshop.com.
Oh. NFLshop.com.
He's sending me to the website. Yeah. Levine, can I get yours?
Do we get a promo code or something?
Type in Ravens the best.
I got one time.
See what that gets you.
The Ravens picked up a free agent from Kansas City years ago when I was at another radio station, and he came and sat down with us for an interview after coming through the hotel out in Westminster. You know how you used to have to do that. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't have to eat breakfast, but you'd have to check in.
Yeah.
And so he came and he gave me his big floppy hat. Looked like he had the drawstring down
there.
Yeah,
the one.
Yeah, with the Raven on.
Yeah, you get one of those a year.
Yeah.
One of them
he
a
gave
year.
Me his and then they cut him.
Yeah, you get one a year, so he probably never have another one again in his life.
He was a chief.
Got it.
So he was a chief for most of his career.
I don't know how to give you my hat because you're going to get cut after they give you hat, and I'll keep my hat.
We boys now, Webb. And we
man,
boys?
He's like the only person. People just want everything he touches, like, have that napkin. Are you going to use that hat?
It took a while, but now Webb, I'll see him out at the facility and be like, hey, what's up, man?
Yeah. Oh, you finally got a
high five. How about Levine?
Oh,
how about Levine?
Kirk isn't going to forget this.
The week after I had Levine Jr. on, he threw me off the block.
Yes, he did.
He should know
better.
He doesn't
even remember.
I was like,
ran me
here.
Right on, there you go. He ran me right on, after
I
had.
Let him through.
Let your son on the radio.
I had Levine Jr. on, and he ran me right off the block. He said I should know better.
But we know the rules of the block.
Man, I understand,
know,
but he was
know.
With me.
He, who with you?
He was with me.
Who was with you? Yeah.
And Webb said, look, there. I can't help you, he said.
I couldn't help you that day.
Why are you still on the block? That makes no sense.
Because co-cap.
The block, for people that don't know, is this little strip in the locker room that guys are on that are working their way out into the big room. But you should be in the big room.
I got to stay where I'm at. You know, I stay home. That's how you stay hungry.
And
once you move by where Webb block at and – Nah, Eric Wood and all them lockers, you know, you
care about the little people.
Judon was on the block last year, and he was boisterous and loud and kind of mean. He's like, no, get off the block. You don't belong on the block. Hey, let me ask you. Judon was loud his first year, and he said he rubbed some veterans the wrong way. But if you can play, you can be loud, right?
I guess you can. It was just that whole class, man. It was just like a new generation. You could see the difference. When they came in, they just had a different energy. They like to joke around, you know, play a different age. You had to get used to it.
Right.
All right. You want to give Junior the headset?
Here's the new
or what?
Generation right
Dude,
here.
I'll tell you what. My 6-year-old, every time I go bring a band on or do something, he's right there.
Right.
And this is a new generation.
Hi.
What's going on with you, young ALJ?
Say hello. You'll hear yourself on the radio. Go ahead.
Yeah. Say hey.
Hello.
There you are.
Oh.
How the Baltimore Ravens? Are they good, great, or awesome?
They're both.
They're all three?
Yes.
Good, great, and
Who's
awesome.
Your favorite football team?
Yeah.
My
good
daddy.
Enough. That works.
He's not only a player, but the team. That's right. So you had to go to school.
Today.
So you couldn't stay up last night and watch the game, but you did see some today, right?
Watched your dad? Yeah. Oh, good. Great on radio to nod.
Yeah, he's not yet.
We'll learn.
Oh, next week he's going to be all talking.
He'll be like,
that's right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, nice victory last night, Webby.
Well, thank you, man.
Yeah.
Thank you. We have to get another one.
Let's get another one.
We're ready.
Detroit on Sunday going down. Hey, listen, Detroit doesn't play well on natural grass. They're a dome team.
You just don't say certain things, so I didn't really hear what you
said.
Oh, but, he's got class.
Y'all come out and support us. We will need all the fans out. It's going to be a great one.
All right. Thanks to everybody here at Iron Rooster McHenry Row. Thanks to Anthony Levine Sr. and Jr., Marlon Humphrey, and, of course, my man Ladarius Webb.
Ladarius Webb. It's Ladarius Webb Show.
Thanks to everybody for coming out tonight. And if there's any military members out there that could use some help, please go to mission22.com.
Yes.
Is that right? Thanks, Jeff, for everything you do. And that's it for us. We'll see you next Monday night right here at Iron Rooster McHenry Row. Marianne?
Yeah. 98 Rock. Thanks, everybody.
98 Rock.